There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, best and worst of the weekend. Operator Tyler standing by, take your phone calls. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. NFL training camp drama with the Colts and a little bit with, I guess, the Jets and the Denver Broncos trading barbs back and forth. And they get to settle it on the football field. Week 5, Broncos versus the Jets. 877-3DP Show. Poll question for the final hour. We say good morning, those watching on Peacock, allowing us into your life, your home, and radio affiliates as well. We've added Charlottesville, Fox Sports Radio, 102.9 FM and 1450 AM Charlottesville. And thank you for adding us to your roster and vice versa. Seton, what do we have final hour?
Put up there whose comments were more out of line, Sean Payton or Jim Irsay's. Right now, 55% say
Sean Payton.
Jim Irsay.
Oh.
How about that?
I guess when you bring in death, does
if
that
I died and you never play again, no one would care?
Well, no, I think he says if they both die.
I think he was implying.
Or is it just he dies and then Jonathan, play it again here, Marvin.
If I die tonight and Jonathan Taylor's out of the league, no one's going to miss us.
Okay, so he's out of the league.
It's possible he's out of the league due to death.
He could.
He didn't specifically say that, though, but
DNP dead.
Does that change your opinion, though, if he is referring to both of them leaving us, you know what I mean?
It is tough to come back to the table, though, in a spirit of goodwill and negotiation after being told, ultimately, you really don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, and you do it publicly. If you say, I've had things said to me in negotiations, including one by a boss who said you're over the hill and no one will sign you. And then he offered me a contract to stay at ESPN. And I kept thinking, and at the time I wasn't aware of what he was actually saying. But in the moment I should have said, well, wait a minute, you want to sign me, but you think nobody else will sign me. That's what I should have said. But I'm like, okay, you must be right. And then I ended up signing that contract. I come home, my wife goes, how'd the negotiations go? I go, great, I signed. She goes, oh, you did, you happy? I go, well, the more I think about it, my boss at the time, Mark Shapiro, said, you know what, you're over the hill and no one will sign you. And I signed the contract.
Did you just Sean Payton, Mark Shapiro there?
Oh, he knows it. He's very proud of what he said to me. Oh,
okay.
No, he admits it. If you ask, if anybody ever sees Mark Shapiro, just walk up and say, hey, you're over the hill and nobody's going
to
sign you.
Because right now there's some host who's about to say, keep my boss's name out of your mouth.
I don't think we need to worry about that, somebody saying that about Mark Shapiro. I think we're okay there.
4.5 years.
Four and a half years.
The airing of the grievances.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
The world tour.
Airing of the grievances. Yeah, world tour.
Lovely.
All right. Let's see. Imagine you're hearing that. You're over the hill and nobody is going to give you a contract. And I went, okay.
Where do I sign?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep. Yeah, Paul.
But it's got to be so frustrating with a guy like Jonathan Taylor and his agent. What move do they have? You know, the Colts aren't playing for a title this year. You know, Saquon Barkley probably has more juice because they absolutely need him. He's not, you know, wasn't banged up last year. I don't know. That's got to be very frustrating for Taylor. You know, you want one contract. Give me 3 years at $35 million.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not. But Jim Irsay has a history of taking care of his players. I think that's the frustrating part for Jonathan Taylor, who's the best player on that team. And, you know, he's a year removed from 1,800 yards rushing. Maybe you give him a 3-year deal. But you could factor in this year and then add 2 more years to that. But I just hate to see these running backs kind of begging. You know, they're crawling and begging to get money that would be commensurate to what they mean to a team. They're so underpaid with what they mean to their team. But because everybody else has devalued the running backs, the other owners, they can too. You just fall in line to say, hey, that's the market. And nobody is going to go. I thought Carolina went rogue with paying Christian McCaffrey, and I thought the Saints as well with Alvin Kamara, because I think they're around 15, 16 million. Yes, Eden.
Why isn't that some form of collusion?
It's just, you know, they're normally guilty of collusion. This might just be their being smart business people.
Like before you pointed out that owners were upset that, like, you can't break the mold with the Deshaun Watson contract. That's not, we all kind of agreed to, like, do this the right. I mean, that's collusion, right? All of a sudden now nobody's paying running backs because they have no value. They're just cattle.
But you need a paper
trail. That's got to be collusion.
You need a paper trail. Yes. Is it? Yes. But you need a paper trail. Are there emails there? Is somebody going to speak? You know, are they going to leak something to the league? Probably not. Yes, Don.
So how do running backs go about expressing their concerns and frustration, especially if they want to make it public without looking like they're begging and whining and because they'll come on, they're not giving me the money I deserve. I'm like, how do you handle it then?
Well, you can be, you know, quiet, but then nobody's going to notice. They'll be like, man, Jonathan Taylor, he seems like he's going to be betting on himself this year and, you know, trying to ball out here, coming back from that injury. We didn't know that there was any discord. And then all of a sudden you find out and you go, oh, okay. You know, Dalvin Cook trying to get a job, Zeke Elliott trying to get a job. The fact that you have guys who've rushed for, you know, a lot of yards who are not employed right now, just adds to the, you know, sort of the philosophy these owners have. Like, yeah, those guys aren't being, if I'm the Colts, I'd bring in Dalvin Cook. I mean, if you really want to play hardball, you say to Jonathan Taylor, all right, you want us to trade you? We'll trade you. We'll save money and get a running back who maybe not as good as you, but, you know, we're not going to overpay in a situation like that. And plus, I'm all for players getting as much as they can get. But when you renegotiate and say, hey, I outperformed my contract. How many times has an owner ever said, hey, you underperformed in your contract. Can I get some money back here? It never happens. But, you know, that's how owners look at this. Hey, you outplayed your contract. We're going to reward you. Some owners will do that. Some don't. Some are like, why should I? I don't have to. Yeah, Paulie.
If you go back to probably the guy who had the most juice, when 93, when Emmitt Smith of the Cowboys held out, they started that season 0-2. He said he wanted quarterback money because he thought he was as valuable, and with that team, he was right, as any quarterback, including Troy Aikman. And the Cowboys didn't cave. They gave him a nice raise, but they didn't give him what he wanted. But they started 0-2, and that was a team that was tagged for the Super Bowl. That would be, you know, if you were Saquon Barkley and you somehow held out for games 1-2, and you started 0-2, it could work, but it's a big gamble. Because what if they start 2-0 and a backup running back as well?
Surrounded by the greatest to ever play the game, the new-look Jets take flight in Canton against the local favorite Browns. The NFL preseason will start where historical careers end. The Pro Football Hall of Fame game presented by Verizon. That'll be Thursday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Browns favored by, I believe, 1.5 in that game. I do have odds here. Dak Prescott throws at least 15 regular season interceptions. That's plus 125. Travis Kelce, 4 receiving touchdowns or more in a single game, plus 350. Any week one game to end in a tie. This sounds like something that Dylan would bet. Dylan or Bad Larry or Shea and Irving. But Dak's, you know, the odds of him, what did he throw last year, 15? I think the over-under this year is 13.5 interceptions for Dak Prescott. You can bet on everything. Yes, Paul.
I like to throw one out there.
Okay.
I'm going to take Sam Darnold as a starter this year has 5 or more wins as a starter.
Whoa. Sam Darnold.
I'm going to go over 4.5 wins as a starter for Sam Darnold.
Does DraftKings have a number on that?
We got to check that.
I don't even know if they have that prop bet.
Good team. Tenuous health of a starter. The reports on Trey Lance have been terrible, if you believe them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about this? I like that bet. I'd like to get some numbers on it. What if you took who has more wins this year as a quarterback? Tua Tagovailoa or Mike White, his backup?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That feels ominous.
It's a real topic.
It's a little dark.
Yeah, it is. It's a little Jim Irsay dark.
But it's a real topic that no one wants to touch, that he is, man.
I know. I hope that he's healthy the entire season.
But
you have to look at just this logically. You know, the chances of something happen being more susceptible to concussion. I don't care if you know how to fall. The defensive player doesn't say, oh, that's right, if you fall like this, then you don't get hurt. The defensive back is not taking the same judo class or jiu-jitsu class that you are. Yes, Todd.
And you have to be extra careful with him. Even if he gets banged up and it shows that he doesn't have a concussion, but he did look a little, you know, like something wasn't right, don't you have to end up sitting him just out of extra precaution because of his background? And the hit that the team took from a public relations standpoint.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It's time for best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
Best of the weekend. After recently going into cardiac arrest, video emerges of Bronny James playing the piano around his family. Went out to dinner with them. Good to see some of that footage of him trying to go about his business and looking okay. We'll see what his basketball future holds. Worst, Angels manager Phil Nevin and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce having trouble with anger management. Nevin getting tossed at the end of Friday's game, had to be restrained by stadium police in Toronto. Kelce got into a shoving match with a player Friday, threw a punch at another teammate on Saturday. Calm down, Travis.
I don't understand that when managers, baseball managers, go ballistic. I mean, they really embarrass themselves. When you're out there and you're kicking dirt, you know, you're just an out-of-body experience. We don't do that in other sports, do we? Where you're allowed to do that. That's part of the game. Remember, Lou Holtz did something on the sidelines once, I think, where he grabbed the official. Bill Cowher, I think, walking off at halftime when he was coaching the Steelers, did something.
Shoving the playbook in the ref's
pants. But for the most part, it just doesn't happen. But we allow the baseball manager, who's in a uniform that's way too tight for him, to run out on the field and then be animated and yelling at that umpire. We don't put up with that. Yes, Eden.
I do like Andy Reid, though, when he was asked about it, basically like, you know, if Travis Kelce's punching people and another fight getting broken up. He's like, yeah, I'm good with it. Got to have a little bit of an edge. Yeah. Things get a little chippy. I'm okay with it.
Best and worst of the weekend, Seton.
My best of the weekend, Colombia upsetting Germany in the World Cup. Colombia was up 1-0 for
1-0.
Of the game that they gave up a penalty in the 89th minute, where Germany tied it up, only to get a game-winning header in the 97th minute. It's a massive upset, Colombia over Germany. Great game. France-Brazil, also a phenomenal game. My worst of the weekend, I kind of previewed it before, but I was just flipping around once the World Cup was over, and I caught some pickleball on the mothership. And I appreciate that it may be exercise for a certain portion, certain demographic, but we need to stop acting like this is good television. People are investing millions of dollars in that? That's madness.
Okay, I have no problem if you want to play.
Yeah, go play. Absolutely.
But I don't want to watch.
There's no reason that should ever be on television. Professional pickleball, I was just like, this is what everybody's talking about? This is crazy.
This is why I can't retire. I got to stay employed.
You have to keep fighting.
Yes. I mean, this is my cause. This is my crusade. Like, I can't. I played pickleball. Of course, I mentioned that one time when I went to a health spa with my wife. And we wanted to learn, you know, some different activities. And they said, here's pickleball. So this is a couple of years ago. Yeah, sure. We'll play. Next thing I know, I got Sally and Betty on the other side. They played before many times in Greenwich, Connecticut. and they were trying to embarrass my wife and hitting to her backhand. And then I took matters into my own hands and I dusted them off. I did.
As you should.
I did. Nice. And they didn't even shake our hands at the net.
Sore losers.
Yeah.
Well, that's how they roll in Greenwich.
Was there a sore losers or a sore winner?
Oh, no. No, I was just a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Win or lose, I was going to be a jerk.
Maybe then. Not as gracious as...
No. Well, they just, you know, come on. We're playing pickleball, where the goal is to have a rally. You just keep it going, it feels like. Yes, Todd.
Did Sally and Betty show up in some kind of pickleball getup or outfit where, oh, these girls mean business. These ladies, they got attire of pickleball.
No, they told me. I said, look, we haven't played before. And they go, oh, well, okay. Like they were going to help us through this. And then all of a sudden I was like, damn, they're trying to win. And my wife goes, no, don't. I said, no, they need to be taught a lesson. And then I was rifling, you know, forehands, backhands, smashes, whatever it is.
That's what you get.
Yeah. There's more of that. Yeah, see.
We did get a tweet from someone whose son works at an orthopedic clinic and said that ACL, MCLs are through the roof right now amongst a demographic. Yeah. So don't go too hard out there.
Yes, Pauline.
I worry that crypto, it could be like the crypto fad like of sports where it's too hot. Too many celebrities are attaching their names. And it's gotten, anything that gets that hot has to cool off, pickleball. And while it is, again, seems like
I was flipping through the dial, and all of a sudden, I stumbled upon ESPN, and it was pickleball doubles match, mixed doubles.
Oh.
And I went, this is on ESPN. Wait, is this on, like, the Ocho? Or this is on ESPN?
It's a fad the past couple of years. But does it have staying power? I saw a building being renovated for an entirely new pickleball complex.
Well, you have the people who are tennis players who are now upset that the pickleball people are trying to come in on their territory, the handball people, kids on recess. I mean, you know, there's going to be a turf war here.
Harkens back to the skiing versus snowboarder days of the 80s in Vermont.
Yes.
I remember them well.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there still mountains that won't allow snowboarders?
Yeah. Alta out in Utah. I think there's one.
Was Deer Park another one out there?
Yeah, I think so.
That they don't allow snowboarding?
I kind of get why, though. I mean, I don't think it's like a personality thing anymore, but it's a conditions thing. And snowboards have a much bigger impact on the trails than skis do.
Mm.
So I kind of get it.
You know, I just learned something today.
Yeah, Mad River Glen, Alta Ski Resort, and Deer Valley in Utah are amongst the ski resorts that don't allow snowboarding.
Mm, okay.
Where do you side on that one? You want to pick a side or you don't want to alienate?
Yeah, I don't want to alienate the snowboarding community. Although some of those snot-nosed kids, when they're zooming down the mountain, and then you're like, you jerk.
Yeah.
But then you could have skiers do the same thing. And I don't ski anymore, and I don't snowboard. So I snowshoe.
You snowshoe through the middle of the trail. And
I don't.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Like, how's it feel? Yeah. No, I'm always on the side of the mountain doing snowshoe. Yeah, always doing that. But Seton, you're a snowboarder. Paul, you're a snowboarder.
Yeah.
No offense, okay?
Our people are going to be okay with
this. All right. Yeah. let me take a break. Still got to get Marvin and Paulie's best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls as well. It's coming up on 18 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. I was telling somebody about this over the weekend, and they said, okay, explain what happens with the indoor camera. So Simply Safe, it's called Smart Alarm Wireless Indoor Camera, and it has Fast Protect monitoring. If an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and then deter them through the camera, warning them they're being recorded, police are on the way. Game changer in home security. But then we've come to expect this with Simply Safe. There's no contracts to sign and hidden fees and any of that stuff. It's just good people who are there for you every single day. And professional monitoring costs under $1 a day. That's a bargain for peace of mind that it provides. Simply Safe 24/7 professional monitoring. Right now, my listeners get a 20% off special deal with Simply Safe. When you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring, this deal doesn't last long. It's only for a limited time. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Or you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Aaron Judge returned to the lineup for the Yankees this weekend. 3-for-6 with a home run, 2 RBIs, 3 walks. When he's in the lineup this season, the Yankees are playing 600 baseball. They're averaging just under 5 runs per game. Without him, they're playing a little over 400 baseball and averaging 3.8 runs per game. That is your stat of the day. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, odds to win the American League MVP. If you want to take the field, it's plus 3,000. If you want to take Shohei Ohtani, it's minus 20,000. Yeah. He could stop playing today, and he'd be the MVP of the American League. All right, we continue with best and worst of the weekend. Front row, Marvin.
Best of the weekend, Terrence Crawford completely dominating Errol Spence Jr. that was just, oof, that fight could have been over in four rounds.
I was hoping for something more than what we saw, but Errol Spence, that was not a good showing. And, I mean, you know, it was a bigger event, and we haven't had too many big boxing events. Usually your big event is when Jake Paul or Logan Paul or whatever his name, Chris Paul, get into a ring with somebody who's sort of a boxer, but not a big-time boxer, maybe a UFC guy. Those are the big events there. You don't have that. It's really rare when you have that anymore. And you did have that. It just wasn't a good – it was one-sided.
Worst of the weekend, Eminem came out with Terrence Crawford.
Yeah.
But the worst part is he doesn't rap the lyrics to Lose Yourself. They just walk down and the song starts – and Eminem's got a mic in his hand. He introduces Terrence Crawford, and, you know, the song starts, palms are sweaty, knees weak. He's walking.
Yeah, but I didn't need him to be performing. I was okay with that. Would I like to have him actually walking out rapping? Yes. But I'm not going to knock him like Cardi B is lip syncing.
Well, I'm sure that probably costs another $1 million. Like, you want me to rap this? Me being here is about $2 million. For me to rap, that's another $1 million.
Yes, Paul.
It was a good move by Crawford. That alone got enough attention for people who don't know his name. If you're not a boxing guy, you may not know him. Mm-hmm. I think boxing is doing really well lately, not in comparison to MMA necessarily. They're still battling with MMA, but you can watch on Showtime, different places, regularly, good boxing matches.
Well, it's because they can't charge you for it now. They have to make it available to you.
Which I think is a good thing for regular boxing fans. Like, if you want to see Teofimo Lopez or, you know, Lomachenko, you could see their fights, almost all their fights.
And it used to be growing up, they would have fights on Wide World of Sports on Saturday afternoon. It would be like Boom Boom Ray Mancini. You know, he would be fighting against somebody and there'd be a title at stake. Used to be that, you know, these things were available. And then was Ali Frazier the first pay-per-view, or that you had to go to movie theaters to see that? Closed circuit, I think they called it back then. But, and then, you know, Floyd Mayweather took advantage of that more than anybody did. Made his fortune with that. Bet on himself, as they like to say. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it really got started in the late 70s when there were different events like the Rumble in the Jungle. They had to pay-per-view it. And then it really got hot when, like, Thomas Hitman Hearns versus Sugar Ray Leonard. And then Mike Tyson took pay-per-view to... It was all pay-per-view, all Tyson fights. So really big in the late 70s until the mid-90s.
I never bought a Tyson fight because I knew it wasn't going to last long. And unless I was tuning in for the undercard, and I'm very fortunate to have covered a lot of boxing. I was at Sugar Ray Leonard's first retirement in Baltimore when he had the detached retina. He retired 5 more times after that. And I was there for his first one. And you know, he's still young, and I'm like, wow, he's retiring. And I was sent to Baltimore to do a story on Sugar Ray Leonard, and then I told my boss the next time he retired, I said, do you want me to go to this retirement? He goes, no, the one after this you can go to. I said, okay. And then turned out there were quite a few after that. Yeah, Paul.
The biggest grossing pay-per-view fights of all time, 4 of them are Floyd Mayweather fights.
Great businessman.
Oh, my gosh.
Boring fighter. Yeah. Boring.
That's fair.
But, you know, watching Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor, you had Hitman Hearns, Vito Inafermo, Hagler. You just, middleweights were so much fun, man. They were Macho Camacho. You just had these guys who were, and we were introduced to them because they'd be on the undercard usually of a heavyweight bout. Therefore, you tune in, you go, God, those guys go at each other. There's more action in those fights than there are on, you know, in the heavyweight division. Best and worst, Paulie.
I've only got a best. I was watching the baseball standings. You got teams like the Orioles, the Rays, the Twins, the Rangers, the Reds. You know, there's teams that aren't traditionally deep in the playoffs, all in the baseball playoffs. I saw someone talking the other day saying, this might not be good for ratings because you don't have the Yankees. You will have the Dodgers. Mm. But I think it's great for baseball to see all these teams in the mix. We're about to start August.
A couple of phone calls in here. Debbie in Salt Lake. Good morning, Debbie. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. 5'6". Oh, sorry. First time, long time. 5'6", 135. My husband and I are big fans. We listen every morning as we possibly can. After you announced your retirement, I thought you should make a calendar featuring each of you representing the big sports throughout the year. February could be Todd and his cowboy getup at the Super Bowl. PGA, U.S. Open. December could even feature your love for pickleball and your festive holiday attire. So similar to a Sports Illustrated edition, but just not the swimsuit.
Oh, okay. So we do sort of glamour shots there. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Debbie. Salt Lake City, by the way, wonderful city. Yeah. Flew in there and then drove from there up to Montana to go fly fishing.
How long of a drive is that?
It was a little over 5 hours.
Okay.
Very scenic, beautiful. And Salt Lake City is a growing, certainly downtown. And got some nice bars there.
They do.
Yes.
I think people had a perception that there's...
Absolutely. It's a young city. Very young. Hmm. Yeah. It's got a lot going on there. John in Minnesota. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to make this point about 10 days ago, but last call of the show, you took Steven from L.A. instead.
Mm.
Not going to hold it against you. So one point I haven't heard is that maybe the current running backs just aren't really that good. And so I'm saying that if you look back, just pick like 2002, where you have LaDainian Tomlinson and Priest Holmes and Portis and Harrison Hurst, and guy after guy, I don't think Saquon Barkley makes the top 10 20 years ago.
Well, are you trying to say Derrick Henry is not a great running back in any era?
No, he's great in any era, but he's also 6'4" and 250 and somehow runs a 4.4 or 4.5. I'm not sure what it is. But he's a unicorn when it comes to size for a running back. I'm talking about your average 5'11", 30, or 6'1".
Well, Saquon Barkley is an incredible talent. Christian McCaffrey is. Alvin Kamara. I mean, these are all really versatile. There's running backs now who are far more versatile than running backs of another era because they've had to be, whereas those running backs may have been better power running backs. But these guys today, you know, they're all fast, catch the ball, you know, but you're not loading them up with 350 carries. It's just what you ask of them. You don't know how good they can be because they're not asked to be great in the traditional sense of, my running back is going to get 350 carries, and that running back is going to have a 10-year career. I didn't grow up going, man, they're going to give that guy a second contract? You just didn't. You were like, can that guy still run? And you would get a longer career. Like Frank Gore nowadays, and Frank Gore might be still playing another year for all I know, but, you know, because he was at the right time, and you could plug him in, and he played for a lot of teams. He was able to get, you know, what, 13,000 yards. But that wouldn't happen now, I don't think. Yeah, Paulie.
But Frank Gore never got a big contract. He got a series of medium to small size contracts.
So he was always employable.
Employable. He never, you know, he had 1 year where he made $6.5 million. That's his best single year.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was all spread out. It was like $2 million, $4 million, $2
million. Yes, Seton.
And Brandon Jacobs played in that LaDainian Tomlinson era.
Yeah.
He was 6'4", 270, ran a 4.5, 40.
Yeah.
He had just happened to have a couple of good seasons rather than whatever. But he's almost the exact same physical stature as Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And didn't do it.
Yes, Todd.
Frank Gore just signed a deal with the 49ers, something in the personnel department.
Oh, he did?
Nothing too much more specific, but like literally in the last day or two, he's got some kind of deal with the 49ers to work in the front office, supposedly something in personnel.
Well, if there was an injury, he could probably fill in for a couple of games. Dan in California. Good morning, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Worst of the weekend, 3 weeks before we're supposed to head off to Dublin, I asked my wife to check her passport, expired May 2023. Chances of getting that expedited, I believe the word is nil. So best of the weekend is we decided we would like to donate our two tickets to the game to the Dan Patrick Show. If you guys want to raffle those off or do something like that and donate the money to an animal shelter or something like that?
That'd be awesome, Dan. Stay on hold. We'll get the information. That's very nice of you. We appreciate that. I'm sorry to hear that. Yet you don't check your passport until you're going on a trip, and then you go, when's this expire? And then it could be in a couple of weeks. And I don't even think they allow you to go anymore. If it's that close to, do they allow you to go?
No, you're right. If your passport's even about to expire,
yes,
you might not be. What if they came up with an alarm that goes to your phone as soon as your passport's in that window of expiration? Shouldn't you get that like 6 months in advance?
Well, maybe the passport company could give us a little alert, like an Amber alert for your passport.
That guy whose wife can't go to the Dublin?
Yeah.
Can he go without her? what would be the policy if you bought round trip tickets to Dublin or about to, and you found out one of the two people cannot go because of passport?
I think I would...
Can't keep up with your paperwork, Janice.
Yeah, I would have to kind of wait, you know, for my wife to go, you know what, you should go.
But your first response is...
Oh, no, honey. No, it's us.
How many no honeys do you have to do before you go, well...
I'd say three.
Okay.
It just wouldn't be fun without you.
Like, let's try it. Let's try it. Yeah, honey, what's wrong?
Passport expired. There's no way around it. I'm not going to be able to go to the Dublin trip.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But it's my fault. No, I wasn't.
I'm devastated.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I should have checked on this, but, you know, we don't want to ruin it for you. I know you love the Fighting Irish.
This is a romantic getaway. We get just drunk and act stupid.
I understand. But
go watch the Irish.
But I don't want to ruin it for both of us, so you go.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, seriously, you go.
I could. Oh, really?
That's pretty good.
That was a little quick.
Yeah, I know.
You can't go from,
really?
I think you should have gone another 30 seconds.
10 to 13 weeks processing times. That's routine. If you expedite a passport, 7 to 9 weeks. I'd go back one more time to the wife and go, hey, I'm thinking about donating these tickets to the Dan Patrick Show. And, you know, Dan wanted me to go. And I said, no, only one Dan going on the trip. Can't have two. And then you hope your wife goes, yeah, well, that would be fun, right? Not as much without you, honey. Yeah. And then you let it simmer just a little bit. And then you see if she revisits. And then if she doesn't, then you know, you're like, anywho, I'm going to send these tickets to the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Marvin.
But you can't let your wife know that you're having too much fun in Dublin. I made that mistake in Arizona, by the way.
At the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so my wife, she's literally already invited herself to Las Vegas.
That's a classic first Super Bowl move.
Yeah,
that's a classic first.
Remember, we left and it was 1 degree.
Yeah, that's right.
And I FaceTimed her at the pool.
You guys were having, I will say, you and the backroom guys had a lot more fun than we did. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, night one when two people got tattoos?
Yeah, tattoos. You were on a golf cart with a woman who was your driver.
And she knew one of your friends, too.
Yes. Yeah. What was her name?
Juggs.
Oh, that's right.
Not on her person.
No, not on her passport.
No.
But a friend of mine.
It's a Christian name.
Yeah. So she's on the cart driving the backroom guys through the streets of Old Scottsdale. And my friend is coming in. And he sees her. And he goes, hey, Juggs, how are you? And I go, Andy, you know her? And he goes, oh, yeah, everybody knows her. And I had all the Danettes, the backroom guys, on this golf cart going around Old Scottsdale there. It's like, and I took a picture of these guys with her.
And ironically, she was known to carry massive jugs of water more than anybody possibly could. And that was where she got the...
No, her dad invented the jugs gun.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot we're at a baseball stadium.
That was, yes. that was the precursor to the radar gun. They had the jugs gun. And she would have registered on the jugs gun. She would have been Nolan Ryan on the jugs gun. Anywho, see, this is the kind of fun that Dan is going to be missing out when we're in Ireland.
You're going to be all by yourself trying to make jugs jokes. Dogs aren't going to laugh as hard.
No. No. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
If you're optimistic about the Detroit Lions making the playoffs, keep this in mind. The last time the Lions won a divisional title, 30 years ago, they've won one playoff game in the last 65 years. They were one game over 500 last year. But everybody is ready to christen the Detroit Lions. And would I love that to happen? Yes, I thought they were a playoff team last year. But history is certainly not on their side. How about this day in sports history, Paulie?
Got a couple. The race car driver in 1932, Enzo Ferrari, retired from racing. Mm-hmm. In 1950, he launched a series of cars under his name. Worked out pretty well. 1961, the first tie in All-Star Game history, Major League Baseball, when it was stopped in the ninth inning due to rain at Boston's Fenway Park. 1981, the seven-week baseball strike came to an end when the players and owners agreed to a new free agent compensation. And this is a sad one, but it was very impactful. 2001, Corey Stringer, very good offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings, collapsed during practice. The 27-year-old died next day due to multiple organ failure due to a heat stroke. And NFL quickly after changed a lot of their policies with practice, training camp, heat, and water.
It was on this day in 1997, Mark McGwire, leading the American League with 34 home runs, traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. Also on this day, 2007, a 7-for-1 deal. Kevin Garnett traded from the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Boston Celtics. The Timberwolves received Marv, do you want to take a guess? There's seven players involved here. Well, five, because there's two first-round picks involved as well.
The Pride of Waterbury, Connecticut, Ryan Gomes.
Ryan Gomes is in there. Bloop, bloop, former Providence player.
Yep.
All right.
Sebastian Telfair.
Yes.
Al Jefferson.
Al Jefferson.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
One is a big man-ish, and the other one was a good leaper.
Gerald Green.
Gerald Green, bloop, bloop. And?
Big man-ish?
Yeah.
Do you know what college you went to?
No.
Yeah.
Theo Ratliff.
Wow.
Yeah. And then two first-round draft picks.
Got four of the five is pretty amazing on that.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here? Who did the Oakland A's get for Mark McGwire when he was traded?
This would be a toughie. July of 97?
Yeah.
The St. Louis Cardinals gave up Eric Ludwig, TJ Matthews, and Blake Stein for Mark McGwire.
Blake Stein.
The Blake Stein. The
yeah. Don't be confused.
Do you know the first reigning Cy Young winner to be traded the following season? It happened on this date in 1989. Left-hander. Played for a couple of teams. Yes, Paulie?
Dave Steeb?
Dave Steeb, no. Mm,
you like that reference, though.
Yeah, Dave Steeb. Steeber. Actually, here's one for you. Bill Burns has a no-hitter broken up with two outs in the ninth inning. Burns and Dave Steeb of the Blue Jays, the only pitchers to lose multiple no-hitters with two outs in the ninth inning.
There you go. Reference.
Yes. That was 1909 with Bill Burns. Let me see. Frank Viola. He is the first reigning Cy Young winner to be traded the following season. The Twins sent him to the New York Mets. Frankie V.
See ya.
Yeah. Jason in Nebraska. Jason, thanks for holding. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Danny, Danettes. Love you guys. My best is, like Marvin said, the Bud Crawford fight, dominating Errol Spence. And it's just the way he did it. I mean, he could have gone in there and they could have, you know, I know you said it was lopsided, but it was just nice to see him go in there and just completely dominate and knock him down, which is the first time for Errol Spence. My worst is, and I'm not bashing here, it's just I'm a casual fan, but NASCAR, it just seems like every race this year, the last 10 laps goes on for about an hour and a half, and there's all these cautions, people forget how to drive cars, and therefore it goes into overtime. Just a kind of lousy way. Thank you, guys.
Right. Thank you, Jason. Brandon in San Diego. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
Good, good. 6'3", 243. Yeah, my best of the weekend is the Padres sweeping the Rangers and trying to get back on the right track, and now they got a date in Coors Field, which always helps get the bats alive. And my bestest is I was at the game yesterday in the seventh inning. As I'm getting my last beer or last call, I run into Jake Peavy, who just got inducted into the Padres Hall of Fame. And so, awesome guy. Pretty
nice.
Cool.
Nice. Nice. Thank you, Brandon. Final results of the poll question, Seton, or poll questions.
Poll questions. Yeah, we had up there, whose comments were more out of line, Sean Payton or Jim Irsay? Right now, 54% of the audience say Jim Irsay, mm-hmm. And we also put up there Aaron Rodgers over under 2.5 years with the Jets. Right now, the under is crushing 82%.
Peter King thinks it's going to be at least 3 years for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who was the great food critic who traveled the world? Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I could see Aaron Rodgers doing, something like that, where he just traveled the world and experienced all these different things in different places. Yes.
By the way, we should call for Larry Fitzgerald. He's been traveling like that. Yeah. I guess the last like 4 or 5 years or something like that. He's just been going all over the place. We should call for him. Let's just talk travel.
That would be nice. I think there's there's like a 30 under 30. So 30 countries under the age of 30. And maybe there's a 40 under the age of 40 countries. But if he's up to 97 or something like that.
Larry is?
I think.
Wow.
I think he's.
He never retired, did he?
No. No.
Never announced it.
No. Let's go around the room. What we learned on this program. Todd, sans beard, what did you learn today?
You walked out of the movie theater in the middle of Asteroid City and into the rain.
I know, I wanted to like it. Great cast. Scarlett Johansson, gorgeous. Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, don't bother with Asteroid City.
I know.
I've been considering it.
Marvin?
DeMar Hamlin, top 10 famous football player.
Yeah, yeah. Paulie?
Two Dave Steve mentions.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything, double. Cash back from trips and restaurants. When we go to Ireland, see terms and check it out for yourself. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support for those watching on Peacock, those chatting on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates around America. Thank you for your support. Have a great day. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.